Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Greetings, fellow dungeon crawlers, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic actual play dungeon crawl podcast. I'm your host, Dungeon Master, and Hammersmith, NPC. Since this is possibly your first time joining us, I'll give you a quick bit of background behind what's going on. Hammer Crawl is initially just my own personal method for running classic dungeon crawls on the fly, tournament style, with zero preparation. Started as a fun con game, quickly grew into its own set of rules, and now this podcast. You're listening to the fourth batch of episodes from our ongoing Wolves of Zeramund adventure series. Now this batch kicks off with episode 12 of their saga, which corresponds to episode 15 of the podcast as a whole. In this batch of episodes, we both bring in a new player and venture into a brand new dungeon. And since the Hammer Crawl game system is still evolving, we try out a few new game rules along the way. Once again, thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the ongoing saga of the Wolves of Zeramund as they venture forth into the Pit of Tenebrous Worms.
I know this sounds weird, but let's try lighting it on fire so we know for the future if that's a valid, useful option.
I thought it was disintegrating, though.
Like,
I just have a feeling.
Quickly, as if oozes have passed through here in the last hour.
Cleaning oozes. The old cleaning ooze. Oh, sure, we can take a second to see if it is flammable. We can take a second. Click, click. We can take a second to see if this is flammable.
If you light it, it quickly evaporates.
Okay.
And the residue is gone.
It is not.
There's just little traces here and there. You know,
faster
the same
than
kind
normal?
Of traces.
So it's the same thing if it doesn't have a
it's
binding
almost,
in
it's
it.
Like, it's like same. You just mopped the floor and there's little bits. You come back like 10 minutes later and there's bits of floor that are now dry. Mm. It's like an ooze just moved through here within the last hour and there's little bits of it that are left behind, slowly cleaning everything. Okay. There's no dust. There's no dirt. There's no residue. Aside from the ooze itself.
But
this area is pristine.
Did the flame do anything to it? Or just evaporated
gone.
It faster?
Faster
and faster.
Okay. It's as if you applied 1d4 points of damage to residue.
Shall we continue to walk through this room? Or do we want to see if we can perceive something?
I'm wondering if this was a cleaning ooze. Why did my poking the thing make it come up?
Maybe it seemed dirty.
I knew your sword was dirty or you're too dirty.
So I'm thinking, like, if we disturb anything, if we touch anything, it might make these cleaning oozes come back?
Yeah, well, I mean, even just the smallest, like, touching it, you know, I think there was, like, wasn't there, like, dust coming from the ceiling? Maybe it, like, sensed that sand.
Your passage in here,
your
entrance into this dungeon disturbed the earth.
Yeah, I feel
Okay,
it might not have been the touching, but the sand movement and like little dirt, and it was sensing that things are dirty. It's like a Roomba. It's coming.
I was
going
to say, is this gelatinous cube Roomba?
Yeah.
So
wow,
magic Roomba,
gelatinous
Flubber
Roomba. Flumber Roomba?
Cumba.
And now it has like a little bit of like glitter in it too.
Oh, it's very nice actually. Okay, anyway, moving forward.
Flutter butter.
Yeah, my recommendation would be to like not touch the columns, and maybe we can just move through this.
Yeah,
room.
I'd like to move through the room and not touch anything as Dr. Ogg.
I will keep my hands to myself.
And simply entering the room.
And Xenon.
Simply entering this chamber.
My request is not to touch anything.
You cannot see the far end of it with the limited light source that you have.
Okay. Okay.
Well, we're walking with our light source to the other end, so.
Yeah, I think just continue to move.
Yeah, continue to move it. We're like moving fast.
And see what happens.
Your steps echo throughout this room that's solid stone walls, stone floor. You've got, what, a torch or a lantern? With a lantern, yeah, you can see the ceiling. It is not the same earthy ceiling of the passage that led you here.
To be fair.
This room is clearly carved and structured for a reason.
It is a hooded lantern.
And it's next to Dom, so the light and the sword should be extra bright.
Mm-hmm.
NPC.
Excellent. That extends it a little bit further, but as you step into the room initially, the first few steps, you cannot see the far room. This is a long chamber.
Okay. But we can see like the ceiling.
You can see the ceiling.
Okay.
And it is smooth. It is
carved.
And I
can see how clean you look, Dom. Yeah.
It is difficult to tell whether or not this was built underground or simply a structure in this area that sunk into this soft earth long, long ago.
The old chalky earth.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm getting hungry just thinking about
what came? What came first, the worms or the chalk?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure Xenon can provide you with a
chalky brownie.
Yeah, a chalky brownie or something that'll tide you over.
Yeah,
I can. That might make you lose your appetite again.
No, that's what I was eating, recovering my health. Just like
chalk.
It's like comfort food for me.
The more you eat, the healthier you become.
The first eight statues that you see, the pillars, are solid. They stand firm, strong, supporting the ceiling above. As you move further into the room, you see more of them. And they are increasing. They are in increasing states of decomposition. They are falling apart. Some of them look as if they have been attacked. They have been smashed into bits.
Okay, we're still trying to move to this room quickly.
Yeah.
So we're still walking.
Are you No. Are you moving quickly or quietly? There's a difference.
Okay. We have an advantage to do both. How about that?
Quietly.
I want to use one of our advantages.
No, that doesn't work that way.
What? I vote quietly.
So you're saying if we're sneaking, it can't be quickly. Quickly.
Quickly. Yeah. For example, you have one thief in your group.
Right.
One thief.
Yeah.
The rest of you are not.
Very slow to be sneaky. Yes.
Yeah. I'm an elf, though. I can move very gracefully.
What
and
are you wearing?
Armor. Oh, I'm wearing splint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mail.
Yeah.
And, armor.
Oh, yeah. Xenon, what armor are you wearing?
I definitely have chainmail, but it's quiet chainmail. Okay.
Yeah. You can either move cautiously or quickly.
Okay, I'm going to say quickly. I'm going to go for the quick.
Yeah, quickly.
Quickly. All right.
So if you rush forward.
I've always
forward,
wanted to meet a worm. I follow my
rush forward through the room. There are further pillars. Again, there's space, one on either side, parallel to each other, running down this hallway. And this hallway extends into about 200 feet.
Mm.
You rush, and the pillars, the closer you get to the end of the hall, appear they're in increasing states of decomposition, destruction, so to speak. Something has happened here. There has been a battle here in the past that has partially collapsed the end of this hallway. In the rubble at the end of the hall is a massive stone throne.
I sit on it.
It has fallen apart.
Touching.
It is covered in rubble. You can just see bits of it coming out from the collapse of the far end of the hall where the pillars that were holding it up are gone. There are remnants of statue and pillar all around. You see bits of decayed wood that have long since petrified laying all around. Wood, the same kind that was holding the frames of these oozes around, of that ooze that you fought. There was a battle here that was fought. You're not quite sure who, when, or why. There are no human remnants. There are no weapons, no swords, no armor. What do you do?
And this seems like a dead end. Is there anywhere else to go?
No other exit from this massive room.
It doesn't count as touching if it's with my butt. So I'll sit on it.
I advise against this.
Yes,
action.
I know.
But I just
made it very clear as the leader not to touch anything.
There's nowhere to sit.
Yeah. It's like
on this rubble throne.
Decayed.
Like the ceiling has collapsed. There is this wall of just like a cave-in has happened at the end of the chamber. You can just see bits of what was a throne, but it's just covered in it's covered in the cave-in.
So I can't sit on the rubble?
I mean, you can sit anywhere you want. There's no discernible throne or chair here for you to
so
sit
we
on.
Are so we there's no discernible exit right now.
The way
so,
you came back is an exit.
Okay. Yeah.
I would like to look around to see if there's any like holes or writings or pictures or like anything around the walls or anything that could give us a clue.
I'd like to look around, but I'd like to move back to like where the pillars were a bit more stable. I'm just saying. Like, why don't we use our, let's move back to the more of the beginning of this like long chamber where.
I feel like the interesting stuff is going to be at the end here.
we have an advantage. So we could use it to look around
we
quickly.
Could dig.
You know?
I'm not at the digging. I want to look around first.
All right. Let's all look. Let's all use our eyeballs.
Explore the chamber.
For looking. Exploring
the chamber. Tell me how you wish to explore. There's looking around, which will tell you everything that I've described so far. Are there ways that you wish to interact with the chamber? Are there things that you wish to poke at?
I just want to look to see if there's any like clues, whether it's like pictures or writing or cracks or, you know, like I want to like look at the walls and around the throne to see if there's any clue of like, is there some hidden meaning or passage or something like that.
The throne itself is mostly covered in rubble from the collapse of the far end of this hall. But looking around it, as Xehanon is still trying to find a spot to place his butt, you find that there is a rhyme and reason to some of the larger bits of rubble that you're finding that are not structural in nature. It appears as if a number of worm-like tentacles were carved into the stone, similar to the pillars that you've passed in this hallway, and came apart. There was some fight that happened with these tentacles. Something they fought against. And you do notice there is a distinct grouping of them closer to the throne, as if there was something on the throne or around the throne that was not formed in a pattern similar to what is forming the pillars. It's the same stone, the same structure, the same material, but not the same pattern.
It's almost like there was a coup.
My question is this look like it's the shape of tentacles like carved out? Or like these tentacles turned into stone.
Yeah, like we're like the wood vines that
so is
turned
it like,
into stone.
Is it like a relief? Like, does it go in? Or is it like...
That's something you wouldn't immediately know. However, I understand that you have an arcane lore ability.
I do have arcane lore, yeah.
This is something that's going to be an obscure knowledge into that. So I'm going to make you roll for it.
Fair enough.
D20. Remember, you guys have some advantages you can pull.
And this I can
You got to determine if you want to use the advantage before you roll.
You guys okay with me using an advantage?
Yeah,
use it. Okay.
Use it. Do it.
So I'm going to roll this big guy here, too. Is that a 20?
That is a
D30. That is not the right one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, 17.
A 17 is really good. With the, I need you to tell me specifically why you have an advantage on this roll here. What about this fits in with your knowledge?
Well, yeah, not only have I studied a little arcane lore on the side, but I'm also having sort of flashbacks connected to this place. So this is looking familiar to me. Like I have experienced something similar to this, seen something similar to this before. And it's sort of like I'm sort of drawing from either like an ancient knowledge or like my memory is sort of where I'm drawing from when I'm seeing this stuff.
It is clear to you that these bits of rubble that are broken off tentacles were once part of the statues, the pillars that are holding up this room, and that they, at some point in the past, and given the complete lack of dust in this room, it's difficult to tell when that past was. But some point in the past, they broke free.
Of the pillars. Or what looked the pillars like pillars.
Nearest the throne broke free of their own volition and attacked something.
Mm.
What was sitting on the throne itself was of a humanoid shape. You were able to make out a worm-like humanoid foot. Ooh. That is about 3 times the size of your own.
Lovely.
But it is broken up into pieces. It attacked something here. There's no residue of what it might have been, but given the fact that you don't think it would have attacked itself, you surmise there might have been some kind of an organic threat here.
Right.
Uh-oh. Given what you've seen of the oozes already, they dissolve flesh and anything in them that is non-mineral, there's no evidence of what may have attacked them in the past.
Right. So very much likely something similar to what we have already encountered.
But as you're looking and poking and pondering, you feel a rumble in the ground. And you look back. And dust is now falling from the ceiling.
Damn it.
Around where the two nearest pillars connect to the ceiling. The two nearest pillars that are still standing.
What do the worms look like?
They just look like a mass of tangled worms. Some of the pillars look like big ass, single, thick, twisted worms. Other pillars look like masses of worms wrapped upon themselves, twisting around like muscles or sinew.
Are those the two that we're looking at that are rumbling?
You turn back and see that the two nearest pillars that are still standing, the ones that the dust is falling from their connection, one of them looks like a big old, like, 15-foot long tentacle that is removing itself from the ceiling. But another one looks like a big old mess of tangled cords and vines.
Oh, they work together.
Okay.
What do you do?
Fuck it up.
How do you fuck it up?
I mean, if I'm seeing a large tentacle start to break free and move towards us, I want to hack it off. I want to hack the tentacle off.
Okay. Describe to me how you hack it off. Now, each of these pillars is got a good, like, a 5-foot diameter base.
Okay. So, yeah, I have my trusty old Daisy, and I guess let me know if I'm strong enough to actually slice through it, because I want to try to go for the actual, like, dismemberment of it. From its source.
Well, right now it's stone. So you're going to attack stone pillar with your sword? It's not moving that you can tell. But if you stand and watch, it might start moving. It's up to you. Do you guys want to stand and watch and see what happens? Or do you want to get the fuck out of here?
No, not really. But did you have like something hard? You're strong enough to maybe break stone. Do you have any weapons that are...
I have a throwing hammer.
You know, just putting it out there.
What about the rest of you? You are now all aware of this happening. There is bits of dust and plaster falling down from the ceiling.
Vibration, but it's not actually moving yet.
No, I mean, you feel the vibration.
Okay.
And you see, like, it's vibrating a little bit.
Okay.
But there has not been any actual, it hasn't moved yet. Essentially what I'm doing is I'm giving you each an action before I describe further.
Got it. I think I have something for you, Dom.
Okay.
From my, not my satchel, not from my belt purse, nor from my small sack, but from my very own backpack.
containers.
I would like to remove a grappling hook and give it to you.
That's easy enough to do. There's no action required.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, any use that you wish to apply immediately of said grappling hook, or are you trying to imply
I know that Dune came out before 1997, the film, right? The David Lynch film. So I think if this is where this is going, you know what to do with that grappling hook.
I think I have an idea.
Do any of you have pop culture of 1997 as a skill?
I wish I did.
Is that even a thing we could have had?
And I'd like to get my shield ready. Oh, boy.
No, I have ancient history.
Yeah.
So that would be
so
like
you'd know
80s.
All about like Humphrey Bogart
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know about the golden age of cinema.
I'm just going to ready myself.
I am currently trying to remember if my sleep spell will work on stone.
You have a theory that it will not. Okay. Dr. Ogg, you're probably smart enough, being a doctor and all, to know that stone doesn't sleep. Typically things that are organic sleep.
So
organic and alive.
I am not actually a doctor. Okay? My
what?
Name is...
I know what... I've told you so much in confidence.
So shocked.
I am a bounty hunter. My name is spelled D-R-A-U-G.
All right,
so all right. I put a period between the R and the A and called myself Dr. Ogg.
Wait. False advertising.
Wait, is my insurance
Suddenly,
still covering this?
Everything that you thought about your former companion, is coming to light
former.
Here.
Wait, former?
Wondering whether or not their lies can be tolerated, each of you stands shocked, looking at Dr. Ogg with this new revelation as the stone pillars separate from the ceiling. The top parts of them begin to change their structural composition from something that is clearly stone to something that is a little softer.
All right.
And they begin to separate. It's as if they are being transmuted slowly from top to bottom, from solid stone pillars into functional tentacles of doom that are about to attack you.
No!
We're going to do initiative now.
Roll initiative!
Oh, boy.
Initiative! That would be you, Delphine.
Working on it. 10.
Woo.
That beats me. What Woo-hoo! Do y'all do?
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody taking a movement to get closer or get away?
How close is the closest one to me?
Yeah.
About 10 feet.
I will move into melee range then.
Okay. Anybody else moving?
I will do the same. I'll move into melee range.
I would like to move out of melee range.
I would like to move.
Oh, boy. Stay
I would
away
like
from
to
me.
Move into melee range, and I have my shield still.
So are you concentrating on one of them or splitting up? There's one that is a solid pillar and another one that is a whole bunch of smaller wrapped around tentacles.
I'm going to focus on the solid.
I'm going to do the baby pillars, like baby ones. Is that what it is? Baby tentacles around the pillar. Maybe me and Dr. Ogg can do that together.
Tangle. Yeah, I've got a pole axe and a bastard sword and all kinds of good shit.
And right. You say you're moving away there, Zainon. Are you moving like far away?
I still want to be within throwing.
I mean, you're also
a
holding
range.
A light, so
yeah.
Yes, I am.
So you're not gonna move too far there.
I'm gonna get out of melee range, but still within throwing range.
All right, who's taking a ranged attack?
Me.
Roll it. What attack is it?
I'm throwing an acid flask. I have three more.
Woo!
Nice. Yay!
Including this one.
Technical question: would using a grappling hook be considered ranged?
Well, depends on how you're using it. Are you going to walk up to someone and stab them in the eye with a grappling hook?
No, I was thinking of swinging it and throwing it.
Well, something to consider is that a grappling hook is just a hook. It doesn't imply rope. Do you want to take the time to tie off a rope to the end of said grappling hook?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wait, there's not a rope attached to this janky-ass grappling hook?
You know, I would definitely want to attach my rope to my grappling hook now.
Tell you what, I'm going to give the possessors of said grappling hooks a luck save.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right.
I have added to my luck.
What so dice is a luck save?
D20. Let's see if you were thoughtful enough in the beginning to
15
plus reattach plus your grappling.
2.
Is this me rolling or is this her rolling?
That's you here, owner of a grappling hook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I thought, okay.
Natural 1. No. Yeah.
But it's plus a one.
Thanks for the hook.
Yeah. I had a 15 just like, plus enjoy. My luck of two That's to fine. Attach my rope to my grappling
Your
hook.
Your rope and grappling hook are pre-attached. Thank Good you. Job,
let me see if mine's it's attached, Chair.
You're a delver.
Yeah.
And good at this.
You know what I'm going to say? You know what I'm going to say, though? DM, I'm going to challenge you. Of course, you're the GM. But or you're the
general manager smith. Of the you're dungeon. The general manager.
Here's what I'll say. Mine does not say grappling hook and rope. It says grappling hook. I do not have any rope. I had simply assumed that it was grappling hook and rope because why on earth would you have a grappling hook without rope in the
For
first
stabby
place?
Times.
Here's a good question.
Yeah.
You tell me why you have a grappling hook without rope.
I wouldn't. I would have rope.
I have.
Like, I would not take it with it me. It was in her other backpack. Have rope.
It was in his other backpack.
He left his other backpack at home.
Yeah. Wait, it's in my third satchel? God damn it.
The third backpack. Yeah.
I rolled a one. My 50 foot of rope is not attached
it's
to my grappling
currently
hook.
Currently not attached. There's only one person here.
I currently.
That's you, why she's the party leader.
That's true. Seriously,
she gave me a grappling hook, so now I just currently have two grappling hooks without any rope. So.
Well.
Stabby time.
If all else fails.
I hope these worms time. Have intestines that we can weave rope from.
So anyway,
you're
getting
fit
back
in so well here.
Getting back to the action, Xehanon, you are going to make a ranged attack with what weapon?
A your acid flask.
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
God damn it! I got a three.
Okay, you threw range? The acid flask.
Watch out, everybody!
I need you to roll a d6.
Shit!
For scatter.
It's a three.
It scatters off to the side ineffectually and falls and begins to burn away at the floor.
That's probably but, for the best.
Mark yourself down one acid flask. Anybody else taking a ranged attack? Melee time.
Woo-hoo!
Who wants to go first?
Me.
All right, do it.
All right. Daisy raised upon high. So I'm going for as high as I can reach. Once again, I'm trying to go for the organic parts that I see. I want to try to hack through as far. So I'm doing just a huge, like, rally up to try to gouge it as deeply as I can.
So I'm going to give you a little bit of information here. By the time you are able to get up to it, it's still only about halfway transmuted.
Okay.
And it's working from top down.
Right.
So for with your height and your range, it's going to be really tough to hit one of those spots with your sword unless you were to do some kind of a cool ass leap and like grab onto it.
Do I roll for that?
With your ropeless grappling hook?
Well, right now it's something that I would say that you're kind of you're goddamn half ogre. This is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I will say that
I feel
if
like my
you
athletics
want,
are high. Yeah.
If you want, you can either roll for it. You can either like roll a strength-based test to see if you can just leap one and grab onto it and get an attack. Or you can spin one of those advantages to just be on it.
And see how hard I can hit it.
Yeah. And at that point, you would have like attached to it and are now grappling the tentacle.
With my body.
Yeah.
Grappling and stabbing.
Yep.
I want to go for the grapple and stab.
You want to spin one of those or you want to roll for it?
We already spent an advantage, so I think I'm just going to try to roll for it.
Okay. This is going to be a d20. We'll make it a d20 plus your strength mod.
It's a plus one. And do I get any... Okay, so for attack, I still get to roll two?
Well, this is just to see if you're able to leap up and grab onto it and get to a spot where it is now becoming flesh.
All right, so plus one here. Three.
You're not able to find a good spot to grab onto it.
Okay.
If you'd like, you can still attack it.
Yeah.
But you're going to be swinging your sword at solid stone. Do you want to try that?
I guess so. Let's do it.
Okay, so you have two attack dice. Just roll 2d20.
Can I borrow your 20?
Oh, yeah.
You might as well just keep one of those d20s here.
Oh, sure. Oh, thank you. Hey.
It even matches.
Okay, so that's a 9 was the best, plus 2, so that's a 11.
That's just not enough.
Yeah.
And I need you to make a body save.
Okay, and that's also a d20.
Yep.
10.
Do you have a body save bonus?
Plus 1, 11.
11 is enough that your sword doesn't break.
Oh, good.
Attacking a solid stone with it.
Yeah.
Anybody else taking melee actions?
Yeah. Yes. Well.
All right. Looks like we have a chicken with a. Oh, well. We'll have pictures for this later. Poppy.
Yes.
Yes. I am an elf, so I can do many.
Anything you can do, anything athletic, they can do,
I can do better.
Yeah, I can do anything better than you.
Fucking elves.
I will do an amazing running, jumping, flipping leap with my pole axe. It looks very much like a floor routine and in the Olympics. And I will hacky slash at this thing with my pole axe.
You might be able to pull this off.
Yes.
Again, it's going to be the same offer I gave to Dom. You can either roll to see if you can get up to. Wait, you have a pole axe. Mm-hmm. You can. You don't even have to leap at it.
Yes, but it looks so cool if I do.
Okay, well, you can either spend one of those advantages to just do it, or you can roll for it to see.
You are not using that advantage.
No, I'm not using that advantage.
Again, it's going to be the same thing.
Why not?
Plus your strength mod.
Yeah.
What is my strength mod?
Just roll better than I did. I rolled like fucking doo-doo.
20!
Oh, thank God.
Sorry for yelling into the microphone. Baruza.
Yes, it was worth
Baruza.
It.
Baruza. Oh!
Wait, Cleric. Hold on here.
Yes?
You're not thinking Faruza.
No, I'm thinking Carib. That's what I said. I said Faruza and Carib. Who is Faruza? I call upon the Watchtower of the North, Tofu. Tofu and south of Kale and then east of Spirulina, west of Zinc.
Wow.
That is who hath blessed you today to roll this magnificent 20.
Ow!
Ow!
Give yourself a 1 XP for that awesome prayer.
Yes.
Ah, the watchtower.
Oh my God, I can't believe I rolled a 20.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wolves of Zaramanda Saga on the Hammercrawl Podcast. Stay tuned for more adventures to come as they delve deeper into the pit of tenebrous worms, seeking adventure, riches, fortune, and legends, and of course, an inevitable hilarious death. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. Send us your feedback at breakfastpuppies.com or leave us a review on iTunes. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher or check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. Check out the official game rules and the growing world Bible on GitHub. The opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Yes, that Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the absolutely amazing dungeon synth artist Erang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. Your Hammercrawl lesson of the day is, don't forget to pack some chalk. The more you eat, the healthier you become.